This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. If you just tuned in, welcome to it. I go by the name of King Bashir, but the winter stalk himself. And it is time, man, to change gears into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Joining us on the line is our resident motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Prashurbin Naidu. And it is an Easter weekend, man, and the vibes are in the air. Today, Prashurbin shares his first-hand impressions of the Mercedes-Benz C63 SE performance, and then gives us the lowdown on what's in the garage this week, man. I hear, you know, it's en route to Durban, of course. He will also drop a soulful hot jam and a helpful motoring tip of the week to keep us safe and savvy on the road. Good afternoon, Prashurbin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hi, Lakin Bash. I'm fantastic in yourself.
No, I'm great. I'm great, man. How's the holiday? Are you having a chilled Friday?
Keeping it last day, had a bit of a sticky situation, but we are pushing through. Actually in Durban. We tried to get to Durban, but we took a detour and got stuck in mud in Audi Q3, which I had some tests. it was an interesting one, which we'll get into.
All right. But first up, the Mercedes-Benz, because I'm really excited to speak about, you know, the C63 SE performance. How was the drive, Prashurbin?
You know, it's different, eh? It was, I didn't have the good fortune of experiencing the yesteryear editions of it with the V8s, and obviously I'm new to it. So when I got my hands on the 2-liter hybridized turbocharged UC63, it was a lot of mixed reactions. But driving it was just, it's a technical masterpiece. That's how I'd like to say it, because it's all these, like, you know, modes and gizmos and gadgets and things that bring the car to life. So very quick, 0 to 103.4 seconds, 500 kilowatts, 1,020 newton meters of torque. You know, there's an electric torque, so it has a lot of power as well with an hybrid motor. And I don't know, it took a lot of time to spend with it, to just understand its driver dynamics. You know, it's very sharp in its corners, the axial steering, you know, the AMD ride control suspension as well, they're thrown into the mix. So just, it's a really refined, aggressive package, but it's different, you know. It's different from what we all know the C63 nameplate is supposed to be.
Wow.
So, yes, but really fantastic, sharp performance, just a technical masterpiece, what you have, and it's all-wheel drive as well. So it's a different beast altogether.
All right. So let's talk a bit about the design. I mean, what was, you know, it like seeing it in the metal?
So yes, our car came in, you know, it looks quite similar. I was actually trying to distinguish. So it looked more like just a normal C-Class, actually. I couldn't, like, the wheels obviously gave it away, the 20-inch AMG wheels, the fancy, you know, sharp, you know, aerodynamic, like, it looks good. It's like, you know, steps, the side skirt, the fenders, that protrude out the skirt. Even in the front end, it just looks aggressive. So that obviously it gives away, it's an AMG. And then there's also the back end, which is a bit like a C-Class with a spoiler, but came in the white. You know, it had the AMG 9 package, which gave it a bit more darker accents and just a sleeker profile. So, but it looked gangster. I'll be honest with you. Mercedes-Benz, they never disappoint with the presence of the car. When you pull up with it, it just holds it down. But don't rev it, though, because people will think to yourself, what is going on here? Don't be eight.
Most definitely. Now, cabin-wise, what can drivers expect, you know, inside, Prashurbin?
Luxury and sport, eh? In the perfect balance of harmony, I think. You know, the AMG performance seats, microfiber and optical leather as well, with red seatbelt as well, so you can definitely cart around your, you know, your side chick King Bash as well. And
illuminated
with AMG door sills and NDX multimedia system, a nice Burmester sound system too thrown into the mix, sunroof, lighting, Mercedes. The cabin is always with a high end specs. They always kind of, it definitely dazzles my heart. Honestly, I really love how it looks in that 3-spoke steering wheel. It's a seat cost though. But it's still beautiful, and comes in at about 2.5 5 million rand, King Bash. So not cheap at all.
I need to gig a bit more for that. God damn. All right. Now, there's something I wanted to find out from you, Preshoven. I mean, do you think they will ever bring back the Thunderous Vorpa, the V8?
Yes, sadly, no. Hey, no V8 anymore, King Bash. Oh. Mercedes-Benz, obviously, they've moved to the 2-liter four-cylinder turbocharged hybrid setup, but they've gotten a lot of flack for it as well from a lot of purist car, you know, enthusiasts. So they decided to amp up the antics and give it a six-cylinder, which is going to go directly hand-in-hand with what BMW has with the M3 competition and give it a bit more sound and a bit more soul to it. And I think that even when I took it to a car meet, I honestly, it drives pretty ludicrously. It's so insane. Honestly, the launch control, the way it's handled, the way you just shift the buttons and simply pop it into race mode, and it's honestly, it's too easy. But it's just like a lot of comments I had in passing is there's no soul. And obviously me, I have the keys to it. I'm just thinking, you know, you need to drive it. You need to experience it. I understand, because we are car people. So you know, we are car people.
Ah, no, most definitely. Now, let's switch it up a bit, right? What are the three cars in your garage this week, and which one, you know, you're taking on your road trip?
So, I have the Ford Ranger Wildtrak X, which, you know, Ford keeps on giving me these Ranger Buckies, but it's cool. Love it. Always loved it. Really good, really nice Buckies. Who doesn't love a good Bucky? And the Mazda CX-60 Takumi, which is Mazda, where have they been? I mean, out of the woodwork that's come out of, you know, they're there. And I was quite impressed by that diesel 3.3 liter six-cylinder turbocharged diesel motor, which was beautiful, really. No, Mazda was coming back again. And then I took the Audi Q3 to Durban. So it had a 2 liter four-cylinder motor and got about 5 liters per 100 kilometers driving. But we actually didn't make it to Durban. We got stuck. We took a detour, and then we ended up getting stuck in mud, and we were stopped. We were there for like 5 hours. And, you know, it was the passenger princess, as you can say.
Oh man,
it was a muddy situation, and just trying to get a tow truck, and so we still halfway before Harry Smith to Durban, which is So I think it's but it, the car was it was yeah.
Yo.
It was interesting.
What a moment, man. What a moment. Sorry to hear about that, but I'm glad you got out of that one, you know.
Thank you.
So that you can be all right, you know. But before we let you go, Preshoven, drop your motoring tip, your long weekend motoring tip of the week, and cue us with a track, you know, to wrap up into the weekend.
All right. So my hybrid driving drivers out there with their HEVs, and driving a hybrid or performance car, remember to precondition the battery when possible, especially in colder weather. It optimizes power delivery and extends the battery life. And we're going to end off with Can We Buy SWV?
Preshoven, thank you so much for taking your time, man, to come and be with us on the show. Have yourself a fantastic long weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Oh, thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, man. Listeners, cheers.
That's how we wrap it up. You know what? The motoring journalist, Preshoven Naidu, serving us the freshest motoring insights. Do go check him out for more reviews, right? He is available at Preshoven_Naidu, right? Until next time. And he did say we must drive safe on the road.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.